And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of August, 2025. August 27th is National Peach Day. All peaches are native to China, where the only wild peaches still grow today. Documentation of the first cultivated peach was recorded in Chinese manuscripts as early as the 10th century BC. Peaches were then brought via the Silk Road to the Fertile Crescent, which is now modern-day Iran. Global trade has brought peach tree cultivation into both the northern and southern hemispheres, which experience opposite summers and winters, allowing for year-round availability. Peach trees require wet winters and hot, dry summers. The peach is a member of the rose family and will have a sweet fragrance when ripe. Yellow peaches are considered the quintessential peach. They are distinguished by their fuzzy, thin skin with hues of red, pink, and gold blushing throughout. The flesh is aromatic, juicy when ripe, and golden-colored, with red bleeds at the skin and surrounding the central, rough-surfaced, rust-colored pit. They are often identified as a traditional true peach, meaning the fruit exudes a classic peach flavor, balancing sugar and acid for a well-rounded, wonderful flavor. Peaches are particularly rich in polyphenols, copper, vitamin C, and vitamin B7, biotin. They contain beta-carotene and flavonoids, which are beneficial for fighting heart disease. Peaches also promote healthy skin by protecting against moisture loss, and they boost the immune system. Peaches contain high amounts of antioxidants to help protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. Peaches are delicious raw, baked, and blended into smoothies. Celebrate peaches today. It's the birthday of Tony Kanal, born on this day in 1970. Tony Kanal is a British-American Grammy Award-winning musician, best known as the bassist of No Doubt. He is also a songwriter and producer, having worked with artists such as Pink and Weezer, and was in supergroup Dream Car with fellow vegan Davey Havoc. Tony has been vegan since 2012, and everything in his and his wife's home is cruelty-free. Tony doesn't just wax lyrical about animal rights. He is actively involved in the movement. He has organized numerous fundraisers, been on vigils with LA Animal Save, successfully campaigned against the fur trade in LA too, and partnered with Northern California sanctuary, Animal Place, to rescue 1,300 hens from an egg farm before they were killed. What a hero. Tony Kanal said, "I'm vegan for the animals, so that is where my passion comes from when I speak about veganism. Animals deserve to live free from harm, domination, and oppression, just as we do. Their lives mean as much to them as our lives mean to us. Veganism is a way to stand against injustice and violence, and to promote love, compassion, and empathy. I wasn't born vegan, but I will definitely die vegan." And here's a poem for today, Peach, by D.H. Lawrence. Would you like to throw a stone at me? Here, take all that's left of my peach. Blood red deep. Heaven knows how it came to pass. Somebody's pound of flesh rendered up, wrinkled with secrets and hard with the intention to keep them. Why, from silvery peach bloom, from that shallow silvery wine glass on a short stem, this rolling, dropping, heavy globule? I am thinking, of course, of the peach before I ate it. Why so velvety? Why so voluptuous heavy? Why hanging with such inordinate weight? Why so indented? Why the groove? Why the lovely bivalve roundness? Why the ripple down the sphere? Why the suggestion of incision? Why was not my peach round and finished like a billiard ball? It would have been if man had made it, though I've eaten it now, but it wasn't round and finished like a billiard ball. And because I say so, you would like to throw something at me. Here, you can have my peach stone. Peach by D.H. Lawrence. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to eat some peaches today.